Welcome, everybody. Share number 1297 and the writing is share number 449449. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, just we would like to go through a quick review in reference to if one has fruit in various different parts of the meal. Just a quick review and an update. Or they know they will be eating certain fruits in the various different parts of the meal, whether that fruit is baked, cooked, canned, as we spoke about, whatever the condition of the fruit. And for whatever reason, that fruit is in question, the fruit is in question, and one is not sure, do they have to make a bracha, did they not? In general, you have to make a bracha on all fruit, but sometimes there is a questionable situation, the various different times we've spoken about, for example, an appetizer, there are a few other times which we did talk about. So, but the bottom line is, if one is not sure and one is in question on that fruit, should they or should they not? So the first way to work with it is if one knows they'll be eating that questionable fruit during the meal, before they go to wash, they should take a piece of the fruit or any other fruit with the same bracha, make the proper bracha. Again, this is, we're talking about the questionable fruit before they go to wash. This is what the best way to go about it. Take a little piece of either that fruit or a piece of any other fruit with the same bracha, make the proper bracha, and have that fruit that is in question, let's say, for example, the appetizer, have it in mind, right, that they'll be eating that fruit in the middle of the meal. In other words, if it's a ha'etz, have in mind a ha'etz should go on the appetizer also, or whatever fruit it is in question. Now, in that situation, it's preferable to eat less than a kazayis. If you're eating the little piece of fruit, whether from the appetizer itself or a different fruit with the bracha of eight, and now if the appetizer is hadama, you eat something that's hadama. But you're doing it before you're going to wash, so it's preferable to eat less than a kazayis of that piece of fruit before one goes to wash, in order not to get oneself into a question of having to make a possible after bracha. That's already a questionable situation, which we hope to talk about one day. But if you eat less than a kazayis before you go to wash, then you never have a problem. You only have to make a bracha before, but no bracha after. You never ate a kazayis, right? And you have in mind that fruit that's in question. Another way to work with the questionable situation is to take a different fruit with the again, these are just ways to work with whatever that questionable situation is, which we spoke about and we will get into a little bit more in upcoming Shirin Bezras Hashem. Another way to work with the questionable situation is to take a different fruit with the same bracha, even after one wash. Now we're talking about after one wash, right? So I have, let's say, for example, the appetizer, which we said is a questionable situation. So after one wash is to take a different fruit, whereby you for sure have to make a bracha and make a bracha on that and have in mind that fruit that's in question. So another way to work with the questionable situation is to take a different fruit with the same bracha, even after one wash, but it should be a fruit whereby one definitely has to make a bracha on in the middle of the meal and have the fruit in question in mind. For example, if the fruit in question is ha'etz, one would take, for example, an apple, right, or a piece of an apple, let's say something along those lines, and they would have the make a bracha of ha'etz and have in mind the appetizer. Alternatively, if the food is a question of a ha'adama, do I make the adama, do I not make the adama? So one could take an example, for example, a banana, right, a person could take a banana, make a adama, and have in mind the fruit that's in question. Yet another option to get oneself out of this questionable situation, right, to have this fruit or whatever this situation whereby they're not sure, should they make a bracha, should they not? And by the way, this would apply, the situation we're going to say now would apply to any question, where anytime somebody has a question on making an extra bracha or not, for example, like cake, certain times cake or whatever is a very questionable situation in certain instances. So another way to work with it is to eat the food in question after one recites Berachas Hamazon. In other words, after one benches, you go ahead, you bench, you're done, now you go ahead, you sit down, you eat that fruit that's in question, or you eat the cake or whatever it is that is in question, assuming that it is in question, you make a bracha before, and in that case, you make the bracha before, of course, before eating, and then you would make the bracha after, as long as you ate the right amount in the right amount of time. And it's not a bracha she'ain it tzricha. Sometimes people say, what do you mean it's a bracha she'ain it tzricha? You're making yourself make extra brachas. No, you're not, because the item is in question. So whenever you have a questionable situation in halacha, you could put yourself into a situation whereby you're not making an extra bracha, you're just making a bracha that's now needed. But a bracha that's a vada, instead of a bracha. A bracha that's for sure needed instead of a bracha that's a questionable situation. That's the whole thing. So in other words, again, the last way to get out of all these different situations that are a question, go ahead, bench, recite Birch Samazin, and then you can eat gezunte, whatever you want, make a bracha before, make a bracha after. And by the way, I did hear this, that there are quite a number of people, for example, like cake. Many people won't eat cake during the meal. They'll bench first, and then they'll go ahead, sit down, and eat their cake. You know, these type of questionable situations which do come up sometimes. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Rocha Kol Tuv.